Jetzt sind wir aufgerufen, Rav Rabbi Yankov Shapiro, Applemenik von Remsuchel in Lübrüche, wir kommen und geben aufgerufen an Professor Rufkin.
They asked me to introduce Dr. Professor Rabkin in English. A little uncomfortable here, but... I want to explain what a valuable choshuva gift we have here tonight to hear Professor Rabkin. For somebody to get up in Williamsburg and to say the things that he's going to say is not much of a chiddush. But I want to explain to you how big a chiddush it is that somebody like that comes from where somebody like that is coming from. Gemara says at the end of Soita, Pnei Hador to Pnei Akelev, before Mashiach comes, by Ikvas of the Mashiach, the generation is going to be like a Kelev. Now the Gemara doesn't say Hador to Kelev, that the generation is going to be like, it says Pnei Hador to Pnei Akelev. What's that as Pnei? On Hador to Kelev. And Pirkei Avos is also similar kasha. It says, As ponim legehenim. Before that, it says, Havioz kanomer. So first it says, Oz kanomer, lazai zratzon avicha shebashamayim, and all the mafarshim say, right afterwards it says, As ponim legehenim. But by gehenim, it says, As ponim. By Az kanomer, it doesn't say, As ponim kanomer. And two, what's up is the Mishnah uses a nomer as an example, as a moshel for a chutzpahdika animal. The example always is the kelev. Hakalovim azay nofesh. Hani kalbin dachatzifim. What's up is the Tana, the Mishnah, took dafka a nomer. Teretz is, there's two types of azus, two types of chutzpah. There's the chutzpah of a nomer and the chutzpah of a kelev. The Gemara Avoy de Zohar at the beginning of Perek Ein Mamidim says that it's also to put a behemah in the pundekois shel akum, because the akum, the goy is choshud on being mezana with the behemah, and you're over on lefneiva. Then the Gemara says that it depends if the behemah is a zocher in a keva, because if the behemah is in a keva, it'll follow around the goy who is mezana with it, and the goy will be scared to be mezana because everybody will know. But then it says a dog is different than all the behemahs. A dog, the goy could be mezana with the dog and nobody would know. Because if the dog follows the goy around, it's no raya why he's following him around, because a dog is different than all the chayas, it says. A dog, if you throw him an umtza, you give him a piece of meat and you feed him, he'll follow you around the rest of your life. A dog, all you have to do is throw a piece of meat and he follows you around. So look at the chutzpah of a dog. A dog will bark at you, he'll be chutzpahdik to you, he'll yell at you, he'll scream at you until you throw him an umtza. Until you give him a little meat, until you feed him, then he's your best friend, he follows you around for the rest of his life. So the chutzpah of a dog is only chutzpah until you give him a little money under the side, a little piece of meat, an umtza, and then he follows you around. So the chutzpah of a dog is only on the ponim. It's not inside. He doesn't really hold by the chutzpah he's doing. He only barks and he yells and he screams until you send him a piece of meat, and then he's your best friend. He's a faker. The azus of a dog, the chutzpah of his dog, is only azus ponim. It's not real azus. That's shah pnei hador ke pnei akelev. In this door, there are a lot of people that have a lot of shittas. And you'll see how long they have their shittas, until you throw them an umtza. And you give them a little bread to eat, a little piece of meat, and then he's your best friend, no more shittas. There's a lot of kanayim around. And Pnei Hador to Pnei Akelev. And the big mechutzosim, the azay nefesh, and kalbin dechatzifim, until you throw them an umtza, and they'll follow you around for the rest of his life. Az kanomer means that the azus has to be not az ponim, but that's the real azus, like a nomer. A nomer is the real azus, but a kelev is not. And that's what's going to be by ikvas of the Mashiach. That's why at the end of the mission in Pirkei Avos, after it says, as ponim legehenim, it says afterwards, mamash amud nazach, in the middle of nowhere, he says, yirotzon shibona beis hamikdash from heira b'yameinu. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. What's it doing there in the middle of nowhere? Teretz is, because after it said, as ponim legehenim, we know that that's the simon of ikvas of the Mashiach, pnei hador to pnei akelev. So what's the eitzah? There's only one Eitzah. Yirotzon shibona beis hamikdash from heira b'yameinu. That's why it's over there in the Mishnah. Outside, all over, Rabbi Sai. The world is a world where you throw somebody an umtza, he follows you around. Even if somebody wanted to say something against the tzionim, it's not shayach. Because the people in control, they won't let you. If you have a job, they'll fire you. And I'm not talking if you're a professor in a college and you're teaching this. I'm talking if you're a diamond dealer and your boss hears what you're saying, you get fired. It's playing. We're talking about Yidden that a Shomer Shabbos, they would never think of eating treif. Yidden that a kaveh, it's in latayah, but when it comes to this, it's mamish lo yu'umin ki yisuper. They are yeshivas. We call them yeshivas. Kashrus, Shabbos, where they teach them Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and on the chagah of the tzionim, on Hey Iyar, they hang up pictures in the halls of the founders of Medinas Yisrael, mamish the biggest rishonim that ever were. Can't even mention their names in the Beis Medrash. And you ask these people, do you understand that this man whose picture you're hanging in the hall, as if he was a hero of the Jews, wished that all the Jews should shmadzach? They say, yeah, we know that. Do you understand that the fact that you keep Shabbos means that this person would hate you? He says, yeah, we understand that. Do you understand that he's the biggest enemy of the Bnei Olam that ever walked the earth? Yeah, we understand that. But, Navot, he was for Israel. So all the Aveiros are Nimchal, every single one of them. But Fakert, if you are from a Yid, and you're Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and you're Erech a Yid, and you wouldn't steal a penny from anybody, the biggest Baal Tzedakah, but you're against the Medina, now you're an Oisvos by them. And they'll throw you out from wherever you are. It's Pilei Ployim. These are people that keep Torah, that keep Mitzvahs, except for the, I know what it means, that Kaifer keeps Mitzvahs, but these are people that keep Shabbos, that keep Kashrus, and it's mamish, it's unbelievable. If somebody is a Freya Yid, Apikoyris, an anti-Semite, and they're murdered that the guy's Apikoyris, anti-Semite, but if he's for Israel, he's from Anshei Shlomeinu. And you could be a Fuma Yid and you're against Israel, then you're the enemy, you're on the side of the Arabs. It's mamish getansim and chazerim. It's unbelievable, these people. It's a sickness, it's not even a kinah type of a COVID. And it's all over out there. If a person opens his mouth anywhere and says something against Medinat Yisrael, he's already the lowest of the low. Worse than anything. I always wondered when I grew up all my life, what does it mean when the Rebbeim taught me that there used to be a Oivdei Avodah Zarah, there was a Getchka, and somebody bowed down to the Getchka and said, Eilel Ahecha Yisrael. What does it mean? What kind of Mishagayim are there? But you see, it's mamish, you see b'chush, that there are people that mamish, in every other way, they're intelligent people, they could talk to them, they could, in business, they're normal, but when it comes to this, mamish, they're lunatics. It makes no sense. Until, and the Yidden, what was said before is 100% true, they're all Tinoike Shinishbu. The Yidden that learn Torah and go to the yeshivas, they're all Tinoike Shinishbu. You know what they're taught? They're taught all their lives. That all throughout Golus, Yidden were persecuted and Yidden were hurt, and Yidden, the 6 million Jews were killed because there was no Medinas Yisrael, and all the Tachvatat and all the Gzeres and everything happened because there was Nebuch no Medinas Yisrael. And now, I'm talking from a Yidden talk like this. Baruch Hashem, they say, because now if Rachman al-Islam, there's another Hitler, we have a place to go. We could go to Medinas Yisrael, and Kofi V'yotzim Yadi is going to protect us and saves all the Jews, and anybody that's against it is a Raidif. A din of a raidif, I'm serious. Anybody they say is a din of a raidif. And this is what they're taught. And they ask, they say, I don't understand. It's true that the Israeli government isn't what it should be, but what are you going to do if there's another Holocaust, they ask. Why don't you care about the lives of Jews that the state of Israel is there to save? Don't you know if there would have been a state of Israel, there would not have been any Shoah? This is what they're taught. And I, Satna, so in the school, they're taught Satna. They care more about the fact that the government is not religious, because they're very frum, you know, they do Shtreimelach and beards. So they care a lot that people are very frum. So because the government of Israel is not frum, that's why they're against the government, even though all these millions of Jews are saved because of Israel. They don't think about saving Jews. They think about who's frum and who's not frum. That's all they care about. About who's frum. They don't care about me Yehudi, they care about me Kanoi. This is a Lashon HaSprach that I heard from a Yid at Rosh Hashiva. They care about Yehudi, Yidin, Kanoim, that's all they care about. They just don't think so much. Yeah, Kanoim, they don't think in their brains, they think only with their emotions, with their heart. This is what they're taught from the time the kids are 2 years old. And you know the Zionists, they have their Chagah, their Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Day, that they speak. And 2 weeks after that, Is there a chagah from Yom HaAtzmaut? You understand what the connection is? That first is the makkah and then is the refuah. And this is how they're taught mamish from the time that they're little kids. And for somebody to even think of such a thing, that there's such a thing as a shvua, what shvua? Shvua is the yomtiv where kabbalah zatayrik, and that's all they know. They don't know from anything. And from the yeshiva bachrim, they're full yeshivas, they don't know from nothing, mamish tinekish nishbu, completely. So when you have somebody like the Professor Rapkin, that's in a professor of history in Montreal, University of Montreal, he doesn't know, I read a lot of his stuff. I read some article in the magazine he wrote there about the history of anti-Zionism and about how Rav Shach is mispalel every day, was mispalel then, that the Medina should be abolished in Gansan in a peaceful manner. And I read the article about how his daughter herself came home from school. You remember that? You wrote that. That his daughter herself came home from school once with a little blue and white flag, it was, a bow, from Beis Yaakov in Montreal. She came home from Beis Yaakov in Montreal on that day on the chagah with a blue and white little ribbon. He wrote about that. It's unbelievable what's going on out there. So, Nova, the truth is, mitzvahs or is doich ahar ben achoshech. And all really people need to be explained to them. No, it's not true that first of all, it's only Satma. Not only Satma. Satma too. Satma was the most vocal. And I want to tell you, you know what Ruach HaKodesh is? You want to know about the Ruach HaKodesh of the Rebbe's Chusid and Aleinu? You think the Ruach HaKodesh is in the Meisim with your hair, he gave somebody a bracha, it came true, he knew something, this, that. I'll tell you what's real Ruach HaKodesh. The Tzionim, they have their Rosh Hashivas and their Rabbonim and this, and they put out Torahs all the time. That's all they learn. And the Chosh Mishpat Yeri Day is not too important by them, but the Torah of the Tzionim, that they call Ahavas Eretz Yisrael, Russian Tzagi Nor, that's important by them. They put out Torahs all the time. And they have this Raya and that Raya and that Raya and this Raya. And you know what? I could show you Mamish Schwarz of Weiss. Every single thing that they came up with, everything, without any Yotzim and Akval, was already thought of in Vayel Moshe by the Rebbe Chosh Yiganoenu as a Havamina long, long ago. Nothing they came up with in the last 50 years. You can't just look at the Masterach in the back of the Vayel Moshe, look at the Mokker, this, you find the answer, and that's it. Nothing they thought of, nothing, not a single thing did they think of new. Not something good, not something bad, nothing. How he knew whatever, any possible thing that they could think of, that's mamish only Ruach HaKodesh. There's another pshat in Pnei Adokim, Pnei Akela from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, do you ever see a Shegetz walking with his dog? With Stoneman Williams from the south side, there's Shkotzim walking with the dogs. So Shegetz walks with the dog, so he's holding the dog on a string, and the dog is in front of him maybe 3-4 feet, and he's in back of the dog. So if a person looks and he doesn't understand what's going on, so who's the manhig, who's in front and who's in the back? The dog is in the front and the person's in the back. So he would think that the dog is the manhig, and the person's following the dog, right? But really, the person has the dog on a leash, he gives a pull this way, the dog goes that way, even though the person's in the back. He gives a pull this way, and the dog goes that way. If you saw Salanta said, that's the pshat pnei dog to pnei akelet, we'll have manhigim, they look like they're in the front, but when the oilim gives them a pull this way, like the dog, they go this way, and gives them a pull that way, they go that way, they look like they're in the front, like the dog is also in the front. But the people in the back are really leading the people in the front. That's mamish the way it is. And we'll hold on to them. We'll end before I give over the shtender to Professor Rabkin, and with a vote for Volchonin Watson, how he answered, and they told Volchonin that you should know that Medina Tisrael wasn't around yet. Volchonin was killed in 1943, but it was already the Ugaret, it was already going to happen. They told him, it's Mamish, it's going to bring Mashiach. It's going to bring Mashiach. He said, yeah, Taka could be. I'll tell you how. He said, the Zohar Gaon said that all the tzoros that Klal Yisrael suffer in Golos make the Golos shorter. Because if there's a gzeira that the Golos should be so big, and there's tzoros, so that makes the Golos shorter. That's what Melech Vilna Gaon says in Mitzrayim. That's why he went out 210 years, supposed to be 400 years, because there's so much tzoros that it got shorter. So that Medinas Yisrael is owed to be the biggest tzoros Klal Yisrael had in all of Golos in all 2,000 years, Melech Zichet is going to bring Mashiach closer, for sure, no question about it. That Tzora, for sure, is able to knock off 10,000 years of Golos, he said, just from that Tzora itself. Shul B'Zoich HaTzaka, that all the Tzoras should end, the biggest Tzora of all, it should all end, and we'll B'Zoich HaTzaka to greet Mashiach, and here will be Amenu Amen, and now I'm going to give the shtend over to Professor Rapkin.
Guten Morgen, gentlemen, I hope I can be heard. Can I be heard?